And now, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown.
I do get a laugh out of Bill from Bendigo, Charlie Brown. How are you, my friend? You all right?
I'm well, Roscoe. How are you?
Good, thank you. I want to also get a laugh out of Alexa. Just explain Alexa. Before you do this, explain what Alexa is to people.
All right, so if you've heard of Siri, or you've heard of OK Google, or you've heard of Google Home, it's a voice assistant in a Google Home is a voice assistant.
Hang on, so these are these little sort of mushroomy things that they're encouraging people to buy to stick them around your home, so you can say, turn the lights on, turn the lights off.
Exactly.
Can I put the music on? Turn them. Do they actually work?
No, they do. Absolutely.
No, what do you mean? No, they do. No, they do, or yes, they do, or no, they don't.
As in, shake yourself out of your out of the fact that you don't quite believe it, but they actually do work, and they work quite accurately.
So I can talk to a mushroom, and the mushroom will do things that I say it wants to do.
Exactly right. And Alexa is the one that has been created by Amazon, the global e-tailer and web server company, and they have created this device.
And that works okay too. So you simply say, do something for me, and it'll do it for you, or it'll organize it for you.
Exactly. If you put the word Alexa in front of what you say, in the same way as if you say, okay, Google, or hi Siri, then off you go. It will then wait for your next command.
I think Siri's stupid, by the way. I have Siri on my phone. I never use it because it frustrates me. It never understands what I say, never wants to do what I want to say, so I never use it.
Well, each their own. Some people use it all the time. And the integration of these voice-assisted speakers is just going gangbusters.
Really?
In the country.
I just feel a bit stupid when I use it, Charlie.
Well, the thing with this stuff is that most of the time it's happening in the comfort of your own home or the privacy of your own home, so you're kind of not really looking stupid to anyone because in this instance, it's just you that's watching. Apple, it's gotten another run recently because Apple last week launched their HomePod, which uses the Siri assistant.
Another mushroom, isn't it, really?
It is, but for Apple, but it's a very, very good...
Oh, it's an Apple mushroom, if people get the idea. So what happened with Alexa then?
Well, they ran a commercial in the United States, and in the commercial, they had a guy ordering cat food. And because of the way the commercial was spoken, some people, Alexa's at home, thought that the owner of the home, the owner of the actual Alexa, wanted to order the cat food. Now, the thing with ordering, because Amazon ties in their online ordering mechanism for the online store to Alexa, so you can order all sorts of items via Amazon, via your voice, they have a two-step process. You say hi, you say Alexa, and then you order your food, but then it asks you to confirm it, and you confirm it. Well, in this instance, the ad was asking for cat food, and then somebody felt quite bereaved that their Alexa went and ordered cat food.
Hang on, whoa. So the ad played on the television and the mushroom at home, the thing called Alexa, the little pod from Amazon, went and just ordered cat food, even if you didn't have a cat.
I
thought Amazon would know if you had a cat because they know everything about people.
Well, they do. They do. This person obviously had one, but also Amazon had flagged that we're definitely not going to order any cat food that day because that commercial was running. So the cat food didn't order, but this person still felt bereaved and made a complaint to the Advertising Standards Board because they felt that it shouldn't have even got through the first stage of the ordering
process. I love technology. This is how it changes our life. Something on your television is triggered and orders cat food for you. It is bizarre. Life and Technology, Charlie Brown.